It is 3 p.m. on January 19th, 2024. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 3 of the Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic, on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. I will come back with the first song after the next PSA.
Hey. Hey there, little buddy. Are you lost? No, it doesn't seem like there's a tag on you. Nor any markings. Are you a stray? Oh, you poor thing. Are you injured? I better bring you into the SPCA. They'll know what to do. Every day, pets are lost and found astray on our busy streets. Most animals belong in the neighborhoods in which they are found, and their guardians may be out looking for them. If you think you have found a lost animal, report the animal as found to the BC SPCA and let them know if you are willing to hold on to the animal until the guardian comes forward. If you're unable to hold on to the animal, please contact our BC SPCA Provincial Call Center at 1-855-622-7722 for a direction on where to take the animal.
First up is dope.gng's NTNRTNB_blue, BLEU, with You Only Live Twice. That was You Only Live Twice from dope.gng's NTNRTNB_blue. Next up is Julia Sounds, Nothing Above the Blue Sky. The track is We Will Be Okay. Since computer 2 is down, I'm running the show from computer 1, so it'll just take a few more seconds than usual. Just a minute, please. Once again, I'm sorry for today's technical difficulties. Here is Julia Sounds, Nothing Above the Sky. The tune is We Will Be Okay. The following content may have some explicit language. The listener discretion is advised. I'd like to discuss the SCFU Athletics at this time. Seven events for TAB for January 13th. Both Red Leafs wrestling teams competed in the 2024 Golden Bears Invitational at University at Pavilion in Edmonton, Alberta, hosted by University of Alberta Golden Bears and Pandas, where weight classes were in kilograms. I will mention the top three results for SFU, where four of its female wrestlers also competed as unattached. The Red Leafs swept the top three spots in the Open Women 50. In the quarterfinals, Ivy Threadfall upended Ankita Singh from University of Calgary at 134. Gina Bolognese defeated Nyla O'Brien from University of Providence 11-6. And Maddie McKenzie upended Liana Such from the Dinos Wrestling Club in just 39 seconds. In the semifinals, Ivy Threadfall dominated Naomi Kuluku Luolani Sales from University of Providence via a 14-4 technical fall, while Maddie McKenzie toppled teammate Gina Bolognese via a 10-0 technical fall. Bolognese recovered to win the next two matches via technical falls, as she dominated Ankita Singh from University of Calgary 10-0 in a consolation semifinal and toppled Naomi Kuluku Luolani Sales from University of Providence 14-3 to earn third place in the Open Women 50, where the first place match featured all SFU wrestlers as Maddie McKenzie defeated Ivy Threadfall 10-4 to earn the crown. In the Open Women 56, Ella Finding, competing as SFU Unattached, dominated Natasha Ikundayo from University of Alberta via a 10-0 technical fall in a quarterfinal, fell to Sue Ann Harms from University of Saskatchewan at 135 in a semifinal, upended Kara Stedall of the Edmonton Wrestling Club Bears in just 35 seconds during a consolation semifinal, and toppled Skyla Philpott Fernandez from University of Providence via a 15-4 technical fall to earn third place in the Open Women 56. In the Open Women 59, Jay Trolland dominated Caitlin Clatney from University of Saskatchewan via a 12-0 technical fall in a quarterfinal, upended Audrey Darnell from University of Providence in 153 during a semifinal, but lost 8-4 to Y. Pauliani Estrella Beauchamp, also from University of Providence, to finish second in the Open Women 59. In the Open Women 62, Clara Scaglione lost 14-10 to Beatrice Herrera Bustamante from University of Alberta in a quarterfinal, but recovered to win the next three matches as she upended Mayra Butha from the Burnaby Mountain Wrestling in 125 during the consolation round one, toppled KN Sabagala from University of Providence via a 10-0 technical fall during a consolation semifinal, and defeated Angela Albers from University of Saskatchewan 7-4 to earn third place in the Open Women 62. Taniela Feliciano Takafua won both of his matches in the Open Men 125 as he dominated Bjorn Nelson from University of Alberta via a 10-0 technical fall during a semifinal, and upended Jordan Thole from the Advanced Wrestling Academy in just 51 seconds to win the Open Men 125 crown. SFU earned 44 points to finish fifth, while SFU Unattached earned no points in an eight-way tie for last, and the hosts, University of Alberta, won the 2024 Golden Bears Invitational with 117 points at Universiade Pavilion in Edmonton, Alberta. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs track and field teams competed in the 2024 UW Indoor Preview at Dempsey Indoor in Seattle, Washington, where times were in minutes and seconds, the last of which may be given in decimals. I will mention the top eight results for SFU, which is the cutoff for preliminaries to finals. Susanna Linuski hurled 14.57 meters in the women's weight throw for seventh, while Kalinda Chatwin leaped 11.04 for fifth, and Olivia Winville jumped 10.89 for sixth in the women's triple jump. Marie Elot Leclerc dashed 7.39 in the women's 60-meter preliminaries, only behind Jody Mays at 7.33. Leclerc finished second in the women's 60-meter finals at 7.38, only behind Jody Mays for the second event, as Mays clocked in at 7.24. In the women's 400-meter dash, Claire Bosma darted 58.3 for 7th, and teammate Emma Cannon rushed 58.83 for 8th. In the men's 200-meter dash, Liam O'Donnell sprinted 22.54 for 8th. In the women's 4x400 meters, the quartet of Jalen Cummings, Claire Bosma, Emma Cannon, and Marie Elot Leclerc dashed 358.18 for 6. In the men's 4x400 meters, the quartet of Josiah Penson-McCoy, Kaelin House, Andrew Thompson, and Colton Plummer rushed at 324.53. In the 2024 UW Indoor Preview at Dempsey Indoor in Seattle, Washington. Going south from Seattle to the San Francisco Bay Area, the SFU swimming teams competed in triple duels at Cal State East Bay in Hayward, California, southeast of San Francisco. The Red Leafs excelled in their three duels as they bested the host Cal State East Bay Pioneers, ranked number 18, 137 to 125, also dominated the next two schools at the same time, as SFU women's destroyed the University of California Santa Cruz 195-66, while men's triumphed 266 and obliterated the Southwestern Oregon Community College Lakers, as the Red Leafs women's won 218-39 and men's 213-49, where distances were in yards, with times in minutes and seconds, the last of which were also given in decimals. Here are the SFU winners. The quartet of Abby Williams, Delway Vetter, Ali Whitmore, and Kayla Holder in the women's 400 medley relay at 353.93. Thomas Caruso, Hayden Vischer, Marcus Mack, and Peter Morch in the men's 400 medley relay at 326.91. Delway Vetter in the women's 1000 freestyle at 1036.76. Owen Nicholson in the men's 1000 freestyle at 931.37. Tori McClinchick in the women's 200 freestyle at 152.6. Peter Morch in the men's 200 freestyle at 146.1. Marcus Mack in the 100 backstroke at 51.65. Delray Vader in the women's 100 breaststroke at 107.98. Marcus Mack in the men's 100 backstroke at 51.65. Delray Vader in the women's 100 breaststroke at 107.98. Thomas Bakika in the men's 100 breaststroke at 57.61. Chana Ip in the men's 200 butterfly at 154.64. Ali Whitmore in the women's 50 freestyle at 24.39. And in the women's 100 freestyle at 52. Marcus Mack in the men's 100 freestyle at 46.6. Thomas Caruso in the men's 200 backstroke at 154.78. Delray Vetter in the women's 200 breaststroke at 227.7. Thomas Bakika in the men's 200 breaststroke at 206.07. Tori McClinchick in the women's 500 freestyle at 507.51. Owen Nicholson in the men's 500 freestyle at 439.42. Abby Williams in the women's 100 butterfly at 58.15. Peter Morch in the men's 100 butterfly at 52.55. Marcus Mack in the men's 200 individual relay at 151.77. And the quartet of Jordan Raum, Luka Tomic, Thomas Bakika, and Dylan Cormandy in the men's 200 freestyle relay at 128. These were the Red Leafs winners in their triple duels, where SFU won 137-125 against the host Cal State East Bay Pioneers. Women's defeated University of California Santa Cruz 195-66, while men's triumphed 200-66 and obliterated Southwestern Oregon Community College Lakers as the Red Leafs women's won 218-39 and men's 213-49 at Pioneer Pool in Hayward, California. Both SFU basketball teams were in action to cap off January 13th. Men's fell to the host Montana State Billings Yellow Jackets 73-61 as Elliot Dimakulungan led the Red Leafs with 18 points at Alterowicz Gymnasium in Billings, Montana. Women's lost to the visitors Central Washington Wildcats 77-65 as the Wysocki sisters led the Red Leafs as Sophia scored 15 with Jessica 13 at SFU's West Gym. The Red Leafs swimming teams competed against the University of Pacific Tigers on January 14th in Chris Kelson Pool at the Douglas M. Eberhardt Aquatic Center in Stockton, California. Let me look if there are scores available. Once again, Computer 2 is out at this time. So there are technical difficulties that are not apparent. Well, there are technical difficulties I have to deal with today. I still think, just a minute, please. I don't think the scores from SFU swimming duels against Pacific University is available. Moving forward, SFU women's basketball team were in action on January 18th, where the Red Leafs dominated a host Western Oregon Wolves, led by Jessica Witzowski with 21 points and Grace Killens with 20 points at Physical Education Building in Monmouth, Oregon. Men's basketball play today against University of Alaska. University of Alaska is the, well, SFU won 80-81. Okay, sorry. It was SFU smashed University of Alaska Fairbanks 89-61.
On average, every 6 days, a woman in Canada is killed by her intimate partner. The women in our communities deserve to feel safe from both emotional and physical abuse. They deserve men who control their anger. Most importantly, they deserve to know the people they love most will never hurt them. Men like me stand up to create a safer world for the women in our lives, and we're looking to men like you, the men who make up our communities, to join us. You can play an active part to end violence. Visit www.whiteribbon.ca.
Here are the current men's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Conference records take priority while overall records are used to break conference record ties. Montana State Billings is first at 6-1, 12-5 overall. St. Martin's second, 5-1 conference, 15-1 overall. Northwest Nazarene third, 4-2, 8-6 overall. Seattle Pacific fourth, 4-3 conference, 11-9 overall. There's a three-way tie for 3-3 conference records, where Alaska Anchorage is fifth at 13-4 overall, Central Washington sixth, 10-5 overall, and Western Washington seventh at 11-6 overall. There's also a three-way tie for 1-5 conference records. Western Oregon, I believe, are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 4-10 overall. Alaska, 3-11. And Simon Fraser, which won their first conference game today, are last at 3-14.
Tree Canada's National Greening Program is planting seedlings across 5 regions of the country: BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They plant in areas that are in need of reforestation or afforestation across Canada. Tree Canada selects sites where appropriate native species will be planted to make sure that natural forests come back to life. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Here are the women's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Much like men's, conference records take priority while overall records are used to break conference record ties. Montana State Billings are first at 6-0, 15-3 overall. Western Washington are 5-1 conference, 13-3 overall for second. Alaska Anchorage are third at 4-2 conference, 10-5 overall. Central Washington fourth, 4-3 conference, 13-6 overall. Northwest Nazarene is also 4-3 conference, but are fifth as they are 7-7 overall. I believe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Seattle Pacific is 6-3 conference, 6-10 overall. Western Oregon 7th, 2-4 conference, 9-8 overall. Simon Fraser is also 2-4 conference, but are 8th as they are 10-9 overall, as Western Oregon's winning percentage of overall winning percentage of 529 is slightly ahead of SFU's at 526. St. Martin's 9th, 1-5 conference, 3-10 overall, and Alaska is dead last at 0-6. I believe this means Alaska means Alaska Fairbanks. I believe that's what it means, what it says here in the GNAC women's basketball overall standings, much like the men's. Anyhow, Alaska women's are 0-6 conference, 2-14 overall for last.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out. Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will employ an intersectional anti-racist lens to support the racialized community as they exercise their human rights.
I will refuse to be silenced, and I will help others raise their voices against hate.
I will listen, learn, speak up, and take actions.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Welcome to the second half of episode 3 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Nora Kelly Band's Rodeo Clown. Here is Roswell.
He'd seen a thousand UFOs.